Our next speaker, Justice Hecht from the Texas Supreme Court, has been elected to the Supreme Court 7 times, the first in 1988, and he was first elected Chief Justice in 2014. But prior to that, he served on the District Court, and he was elected to the Court of Appeals. He is the longest serving member of the court in Texas history and the longest tenured Texas judge in active service. He received his bachelor's degree from Yale University and his law degree from SMU School of Law. He has clerked for the District of Columbia Circuit, and he was also a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy Reserve Judge Advocate General Corps. Welcome to Justice Hecht.
Well, thanks very much for inviting me. One of the good things about having been around for a while is my colleagues are always asking me, well, how did you used to do it years ago? And I tell them, and I can make it up or do anything. They have no idea. And I can say, well, this is the way we've always done it. And so they have to take that at face value. But I didn't plan my life around the Supreme Court of Texas, but it kind of ended up that way. And it's been a great experience. during COVID, the chief justices of the highest courts in each state have a conference together. There's 58 of us. It includes the territories and District of Columbia. And we meet twice a year and share ideas and try not to reinvent the wheel and figure out how other people have solved the same issues that another state is going through. and so it's usually not that demanding a job, but during COVID, when we had no idea in every state in the country whether we were even going to be able to keep the doors open, just to continue our business, it was pretty daunting. We issued our first emergency order on March 13, Friday the 13th in 2020 in March, and Monday morning the chief judge of New York called me and said, well, what are y'all going to do? She didn't say y'all. She said, what are yous going to do about filings? And I said, well, we have e-filing. And New York mostly doesn't. They don't out in the rural areas of the state. So they were going to have difficulties in just getting the paper into the hands of the clerk with deadlines pending and all of the pressures that were going on at the time. So during those months in 2020 and into 2021, I got to work with all the chiefs pretty much in every state trying to work through these issues. And I came away from that experience very proud of the Texas judiciary. I think we do a lot of things right here. We're always willing to learn from our colleagues in other states. But it was it really reaffirmed the pride I've always taken in our state and our state courts, confirmed really that we do a pretty good job with the justice system here, which I'll talk about for a little while, if I may. I was invited to speak about anything I wanted to, which is a pretty big subject, but I'll try to talk about the what I see as the evolution of the justice system in the time I've been associated with it, and where I think it's headed right this minute. And the short answer is there's been a lot of change, and And there's going to be a lot more, and it probably is coming at an even faster rate than it has. But let me go through a few things. And I do want to say, if you lose me out in the middle of my remarks, I have five overarching points that I wanted to leave with you.